two things in life I know: music and coffee bean.
Welcome to the Caffeination, the high octane world of tech and caffeine. Grab a mug of your favorite brew and strap in, because here it comes. Hi, and welcome to the Caffeination. This is Caffeination 010. A couple little quick hits for you before we get started. First of all, happy birthday to Charles Darwin, who, against all odds, turned 197 today. Good going, Chuck. And finally, people, please be sure that today, when you're going to use the word ironic, that the situation you are describing is actually ironic and not just unfortunate. Thank you. This has been a descriptivist message. All music you're going to hear on today's show is provided by the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. Head on over there and check out some of the different artists we've played and just browse around their little gallery. You should be able to buy music there shortly, so hold your breath for that one. But also, I'd like to announce a new feature here on the Caffeination. Today we're going to have your Fair Trade Certified Cup of Coffee. Today's Fair Trade Certified Cup of Coffee is from the Bucks County Coffee Company. I bought their grounds today here at Super Fresh in Philadelphia, and we now have Fair Trade Colombian in the brew. So has a pretty good taste, nice smooth blend, medium roast, a little bit lighter than I'm used to, but again, comes with a little bit of good karma. So yeah, enjoy. First up today from the PodSafe Music Network, we have Evil Place by the band Stingray. Let me know what you think, people.
You said you love me. Now you can't stand me no more. You said you love me, but you can't, 'cause you know I'm real. Don't deny what you are. You're just a Tinseltown girl. You are what you are. Till your small money world crashes down. This place is evil. Can you feel it? No angels here.
Again, that was Evil Place by the band Stingray. Kind of a little B.B. King meets a little Stevie Ray Vaughan there. I like the sound of that band, so again, just check them out at the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. First up today on the Caffeination, we're going to talk a little bit about tech. I have a couple video links today, so you might want to be near your computer when you're listening. First link I have there is a bunch of crazy Japanese robotic engineers who have created a transformer. Not just your average transformer. There's a little robotic car, runs across the table, stops, turns into a little bipedal robot, walks a couple steps, does a little couple Saturday Night Fever style dance moves, and then turns back into a car and drives off. So, yeah, needs a little red and blue paint, and truly will be more than meets the eye. Yeah, I stole that joke from Slashdot, so anyone who's willing to call me on it, I'd beat you to it. Next thing up, we have something about gaming. Apparently, also from Slashdot, we have gaming keeps the brain from aging. Not only does gaming rank right up there with being bilingual and keeping your mind fresh and able to deal with tricky problems, but also you can talk like a moron until you're 30 and no one will think anything differently of you. Now, all seriousness aside, I'm almost 26 and I still love gaming, and I actually think that it provides a lot of useful skills, map reading skills and everything else. Which brings us up to the second video clip of today's show. If you head on over to Google Video, they have I have a link in the show notes. They have a little video from a band called Tripod down in the Aussie land there, down in Australia. A band called Tripod has a song which speaks to all the gamers and relationships out there. I'm sure that you can pick up on all the little things. I wish I could actually play the song for you, but on the show, but I'm not really sure that licensing would allow me to. I should probably contact the band and see if they'd let me play it, because it's a really funny song. But again, that's neither here nor there. You should shoot on over to Google Video and just check it out. And the last little bit of tech news we have for you today is the review of Google Video in general. Now, I'm all about kind of virulent email videos and everything, from the Star Wars kid to the llama song or whatever else. But Google Video has kind of revolutionized it, because you can see everything all at once. And apparently Asians have a very large appetite for lip-syncing female songs, because there's a couple Backstreet Boys and Madonna songs up there by different groups of Asian kids all over. I'll find the links, but they go to unhealthy levels with their lip syncing. So very, very strange environment they have going on there. But it has good and bad points. Mostly the good is how quick the videos seem to download. I think it might be their proprietary video format, but again, Google excels at page layout and everything, so everything's nice and crisp and clean, and you know exactly where to click to get whatever desired effect you got going. But, it's all good, pretty much, but it's a novel concept, and they also allow you to pay for certain videos. I haven't actually bought any of them yet, because, I don't like spending money on something I know that won't work. That and the fact that I can't take the video with me anywhere, you need an internet connection to play it. And it's a proprietary video format, so you can only play it in the downloadable Google Video Player. It kind of sucks in general then, actually, now that you come to think of it as a business model. But until they buy another company which does it better, this is what we have, so let me know what you think of that. Our contact numbers here at the Caffeination are pzulbox@podomatic.com, or you can call our listener line and leave audio feedback at 206-600-3076. We're still looking for our first audio comment here on the Caffeination, so if you'd like to be the first, I will play you on the show. Whether that's good, bad, indifferent, and just give me a warning. I'll give you a warning at the beginning of the episode as to whether or not it's going to be an R-rated clip or not. Knowing some of the people who listen to this, it might be. And the last little tech note I have today is my wife just received her iPod 5G, the video iPod, today. And it's a wonderful little sleek black number. Very, very jealous. Yellow, nice color screen. Completely beats the hell out of my old 4G. Hers is 30 gig, mine is 20. But we plugged it into the FireWire port on the back of the PC today to fire it up and see what it looked like. And a little message came up on the iPod that said, "You can't use FireWire to transfer songs on this one. You can only use USB. I wasn't able to really find anything through a purely cursory glance across the internet to see exactly what this was all about, but I'm a little pissed off, gotta say. I mean, I like the ability to use the FireWire because it's just that much quicker than USB 2.0. I don't want to have to wait 20 minutes to download 30 gigs of songs onto an iPod. I mean, well, actually, I think it would be a lot more than that, but I like being able to use my iPod as kind of a mobile storage. In fact, my iPod has a little briefcase on it from Windows XP that has most of my graphic work in it, so that if I work on my Mac or if I work on a different computer, save it on the iPod. When I get back to my PC, I just synchronize it and I'm all set to jet. I mean, everything opens up and it's all great. But yeah, I don't know why they took the FireWire functionality out of it, but more than a little pissed, I gotta say. Next time here on the Caffeination, we're gonna focus a little bit on the phenomenon of portable applications. The fact that you can load Firefox, OpenOffice, etc. onto your little USB key and take it with you and actually be able to run it in public spaces without endangering security or yourself. I like this idea, so we're going to be investigating a little bit more and give me some time to actually use the applications as opposed to just giving you a cursory glance. I'm going to look at it a little bit more. Tell me what you think. If you think you have any good portable apps you'd like me to take a look at, and I'll be glad to do it. I'd like to thank Flux for dropping a couple comments in. I'd like to thank Timothy Graham for putting a little comment in and putting a little bug in my ear about the fair trade coffee. So yeah, shout out goes to those two guys. Thanks for listening, thanks for commenting, and keeping the information flowing. Next up here on the Caffeination, we're gonna, as promised, we're going to investigate the wonder that is instant coffee and the diverse methods at creating such a wonder. Well, as in with most things I seem to be talking about lately, there's two distinct methods of creating instant coffee, the first of which being freeze-drying and the second of which being spray-drying. Well, the long and the short of it is, in order to create freeze-dried coffee, which I think Folgers Crystals is, just because of the crystalline shape of the actual objects, but the way you create freeze-dried is you super-saturate some water with some coffee grounds. You know, you brew it in there, kind of like a good thick Greek coffee with the grounds still at the bottom of the cup anyway. Then they freeze it through like a spray process. They spray it into a frozen chamber. Then they dry it, remove some of the stuff, and bake it to remove the moisture. And then they condense it, and I don't know, it's pretty complicated here. I left some links up, one of which being Wikipedia, and the other which being the article, which I believe the Wikipedia thing is actually based off of. So, and then it says the whole process takes a lot longer, is a little bit more expensive than the spray drying method. Well, the spray drying method involves taking a giant silo-like area, then you spray from a fine nozzle the coffee. Again, I believe it's a similar kind of mixture, a little high-potency coffee. You spray it out there and into a extremely hot convection oven-style silo in which it vaporizes the water as it heads down and powderizes everything pretty much. And then you take the powderized coffee and you spray it through more nozzles onto a superheated little sheet there at the bottom, I think. And then you that which kind of takes the powder and gels it together in larger clumps. They said that pretty much the distinction between the two different kinds of instant coffee is that one will look crystalline from the freeze-drying process, and the other one will look kind of globule style. So I think most of the coffee that I've been drinking recently has been more of the freeze-dried variety, as it seems to be crystalline in nature. And when you drop it into the water, the trapped oxygen molecules seem to fizz slightly, creating that lovely foam which I like at the top of my coffee. And the stuff that I don't like, I believe, actually is the spray-dried coffee, which is kind of interesting. Yes, I know this segment seemed incredibly complicated. Let's just all chalk it up to magic. The magic coffee grounds, I've been looking, still have not found any fair trade certified instant coffee. So if anyone knows of any, please let me know. You can dial our listener line at 206-600-3076, or you can feel free to give us a shout out via email at Papa Zulu Uniform Lima Bravo October X-ray at podomatic.com. That's PZULBOX. At podomatic.com. Well, thank you for listening today. We have our second PodSafe music tune up for you here today. That would be from Barry McCabe and Istanbul Blues.
I got them old. Got those old Istanbul Blues. I got them old. Got those oldest days.
Again, that was Brian McCabe and Istanbul Blues from the Podsafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. I thought that song had a good little southern rock vibe. Nice to send us out here today on the good Sunday, ready up for the work week. This has been February 12th, 2006, Caffeination 010, signing out. Thanks for listening and stay caffeinated, people.